Have you ever wondered what goes into making a fragrance? We're going to be talking now with Ann Gottlieb. She is president of Ann Gottlieb Associates and has worked with a variety of brands such as Dior, Victoria's Secret, Axe, and Marc Jacobs to help and develop and bring to market their perfumes, their scents, their body washes. You know, when we teach product development here, one of the first things that I make my students do is develop a specification for that product. In other words, you know, for a bicycle, you know, what kind, how much should it weigh? How much should it cost? Who is the target customer? You know, all kinds of different specifications for that product. Do you have a specification for a perfume?
It is exactly the same process. There is not a project I work on that doesn't begin with a brief, and the brief describes in words what the fragrance is going to smell like. And it does not get usually as clinical as this much rose or a specific ingredients, but it talks about the feelings that you want this brand to evoke and also how it fits into the portfolio of the brands with which it resides.
So what would be some of the words that might be used in Axe, say, versus Marc Jacobs?
Well, for Axe, because it's very sexually driven and very sensually driven, and it's all about really relationships, but on a younger scale, we talk about the fragrance being something that stops you, that is on trend but not leading a trend, because the Axe fragrances are not for early adapters. They're for people who really want to play it a little bit safe. So it talks about how conservative the fragrance should be. It talks about what scent area we would want to go in. We're about to brief a new Axe fragrance, and we would look at what the white space is and where the brand might go with its next fragrance. So that would be the case for something like an Axe product. For a woman's product, we would talk very much about even more the feelings that you wanted to evoke. Marc Jacobs has a very special, very, very special type of fragrance because he's irreverent. His fragrances make you smile. They are really even somewhat happy. And all of those words would go into the brief, and they cue perfumers as to what ingredients they should use to deliver those kind of feelings.
There's a famous beer study that was done here in at Wharton decades ago by a famous management researcher named Russell Acuff. And what he did is he had people taste beer, different types of beer, and found that the relationship between their tasting and whether they actually liked it didn't do well at all. And in fact, if you had five different bottles of beer and two were actually the same beer, they would rate them quite differently. When he actually gave cases of beer for people to take home and then came back and counted how many bottles were left at the end of a week or a month, he found that that was a much better predictor. And I'm wondering if the same is true for fragrance, that, you know, we try it once and we say, oh, I like this one better than that one. But then we wear it for a while and we actually find that one wears much better. How do you do testing well?
Well, one thing that is important to know is that people smell with their eyes and their brains before they smell with their noses, which is one of the reasons that a fragrance from an important design house like a Dior or Chanel will do well globally, even though if you test the fragrances blind, they do not do well. So the mind over matter here is significant in terms of fine fragrance.
Do you test in the bottle then, or do you test in a more generic bottle?
You test in a more generic bottle. It depends what you're looking for. For me, the most successful test is a fit to concept test. Many of my clients do blind benchmark testing, which I think it may be a small piece, but I don't believe anybody ever sees a brand or a fragrance, sees a fragrance without it being associated with a brand and in a bottle, which is what a fit-to-concept test would include. One of the biggest mistakes that designers make is they want fragrances that they like, not fragrances that represent what they represent to the public.